Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Micah 7:18-20. Micah 7:18-20. Who is a God like you who pardons sin and forgives the transgression of the remnant of his inheritance? You do not stay angry forever, but delight to show mercy. You will again have compassion on us. You will tread our sins underfoot and haul all our iniquities into the depths of the sea. You will be faithful to Jacob and show love to Abraham, as you pledged on oath to our ancestors in days long ago. My theme for reflection is the God who forgets what we remember. The God who forgets what we remember. If you have ever misplaced your keys, your glasses, or the password you swore you would never forget, you know how frustrating forgetfulness can be. We spend a good part of life trying not to forget, writing reminders, setting alarms, tying strings around fingers. Yet the prophet Micah dares to say there is one kind of forgetfulness that is not a flaw, but a miracle: God's forgetfulness. Micah lived in a time when Israel had forgotten God. The people's memory had grown short, their hearts cold, their justice selective. They built altars of power, or altars to power, money, and self-interest. God's patience, Micah warned, had limits. The nation's leaders devoured the poor and then dared to ask God for a blessing. The problem was clear. How could a holy God stay in covenant with an unfaithful people? Into this bleak landscape, Micah ends his book not with despair, but with awe. Who is a God like you, pardoning iniquity, passing over transgression? You will cast all our sins into the depths of the sea. Micah's question, who is a God like you, is more than poetry. It is astonishment. Every false god of his age demanded perfection or payment. But Israel's God chose mercy. He treads our sins underfoot, not us. He remembers his promise, not our failures. Timothy Keller once wrote, "The gospel is this: we are more sinful and flawed in ourselves than we ever dared believe, yet more loved and accepted in Jesus Christ than we ever dared hope." That is the tension Micah holds together. Israel's sin is real. God's mercy is greater. The prophet sees, across centuries, the shadow of a cross where God's justice and steadfast love would finally embrace. Micah's vision also answers a modern dilemma. Ours is an age of deconstruction and disappointment, when many wrestle with how a loving God can also be a judging one. We forget that divine justice and divine mercy are not opposites but partners. God's anger is brief. His delight in steadfast love is eternal. When God forgives, he does not ignore evil. He conquers it, bearing its cost himself. To believe this is to rest in a love that is not fragile. The sins we cannot forget, God cannot remember. He has hauled them into the sea of his mercy, where no diver can retrieve them. This is not denial, it is redemption. The cross is God's deep ocean, the resurrection its rising tide. And so Micah ends where every life of faith must end, in worshipful wonder. The one who has seen mercy asks, "Where else could I go?" When our questions outpace our answers, When we deconstruct doctrines or struggle to make sense of suffering, the safest place to stand is here, with a God who delights to forgive, who keeps promises older than time, and who still whispers to our doubting hearts, "I have cast your sins away." There are two questions for reflection. Number one, what sins, regrets, or memories are you still holding that God has already cast into the sea? Number two, how might remembering God's faithfulness in the past strengthen your trust in His mercy today? And now our practical exercise. Find a small stone, and as you hold it, name quietly before God the sin or burden you cannot let go. Then drop it into water, a sink, a river, the sea, if you can, and say aloud, "As far as the east is from the west, so far has He removed my transgressions from me." Let that sound remind you, God forgets what you confess. Merciful and faithful God, who is like you? None. You remember your promises but forget our sins. You tread down evil and lift up the weary. Teach us to live as forgiven people, light-hearted with gratitude, steadfast in love, and faithful to forgive others as you forgive us. Through Jesus Christ, whose mercy is deeper than the sea. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.